Zephyrs?
I may as well go first. So, Commissioner, you would like to see maybe the universities or other NGOs take the reins of this council and without us or what the island or the Island Institute take the reins of this and this not be a legislative body and maybe the Atlantic States Marine Fishing Commission or, and I believe it would be the Army Corps of Engineers might be able to get involved where they do a lot of stuff around seaweed and weed removal or the the DEP. I don't see I'm inclined to agree with what the commissioner says. I don't see the legislature taking the reins on this just due to the election cycles and everything that happens. It's a worthwhile project, but I think there's others that are better suited to handle this, and we do fund those other organizations. Am I making sense, Commissioner?
Well, I'm not sure if the I'm not following with as far as the ASMFC engagement or the Corps, but there are many examples where agencies and NGOs and universities get together for fish passage work. There's a fish passage working group that works with DOT. Everybody signs a memorandum of agreement. Yes, we're going to participate. This is what we're going to do. It's much more organic. It accomplishes exactly what something like this would accomplish. It gets everybody together in the same room talking about these important issues without creating additional language. Again, if the legislature, this is, you know, the executive branch talking, if the legislature wants to establish this and pay for it, we have no position. But if the legislature wants to move forward with a coordinating council by which we would have to oversee and organize, then there will be a fiscal note component to that. And, you know, if that's the case and it could pass muster and get through the appropriations process, we wouldn't necessarily be opposed to it. But to say that it has to be done within existing resources, then we would say, yes, we have to be opposed to it.
Thank you very much. Representative Devon.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. So in terms of ocean acidification at the federal level, 2 years ago, the president requested $6 million for work on ocean acidification. Last year, he requested $8 million. This year, he requested $30 million. And that increase in the state of Maine had a lot to do with that, the president's increase going from $8 to $30 million. And that's not to say that we will ultimately ever see any of that money, but we are a major reason as to why his request went from $8 to $30 million. I think that there is significant interest from the stakeholders to see this move forward. And I think, like the commission itself, we can get buy-in from the stakeholders. It would take a little bit of time, but I'm sure that Maine Sea Grant, Island Institute, and a few others are very interested. And, I mean, I can't guarantee a specific amount, but I have been assured that these stakeholders will participate as they did previously.
Thank you very much. Representative Sawicki.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This question I'd like to direct to Representative Devin. And the commissioner. Universities, NGOs can conduct this research. So what incremental value will be brought to Maine by having a council?
Representative Devon, you want to go
Thank
first?
You, Madam Chair. So ocean acidification is incredibly complex. And it will involves at least three departments at the state level. And what the commission did is got the ball rolling. We now have a little bit better understanding of what ocean acidification is and how it's occurring, and most importantly, what needs to be done. And the biggest I think the two big things that came out of the council was that, out of the commission, is that we need to continue forward in the work that was done to date. And also, we need to establish a monitoring system. I think those are the two biggest objectives that the commission had. Of the six, those are the two primary. Keep the commission alive and so that it can continue to work on ocean acidification and establish a monitoring system so that we can know what's out there.
Thank you very much. Commissioner?
From my standpoint, any type of coordination here will help ensure there's no duplicative work being done, which I think is really important. I think that becomes a major piece. I think to Representative Devin's point regarding the work that needs to be done and the monitoring that needs to be done, I don't disagree with him on the monitoring side. I think additional monitoring does need to be done, and it can be done either through state agencies or university through grad students or other venues, even the NGOs. But that becomes another conversation about cost, because that if we're going to put in a coastwide monitoring program, that becomes very problematic if we're without additional fiscal resources and very likely staffing resources to do that work.